Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mama Nation,
rise up.
Did I probably just bust all of your eardrums in the first 10 seconds of this episode? Yes. Hi, mamas. We're back. We are back in my sanctuary, the padded room that I belong in. With snarky little writings on the wall. What does it say on it? I don't know. Because I write them after I film the episode. Because I start the episode and I just don't know what I'm going to talk about. So, I'm back. Okay? I don't know if you guys have noticed or like kind of felt it, but I've been kind of distant from the internet. Whoa, I look really busted right now. I've been kind of distant from the internet for pretty much all of May. Basically, I was doing a ton of traveling, still am, but, like, it was, like, crazy traveling, and, like, fun leisure traveling, you know, fun escape travel moment, and I had lots of fun. I can't describe how much I needed that, and I'm so thankful for you guys for being so patient with me while I, like, took a week off during May, and just being so patient, because genuinely, I felt emotionally dead. And numb. I like so numb. And now I'm back and I feel like I discovered life again. And I don't want to get too corny or cheesy, but it's crazy. It really is crazy. And I'm glad to be back. I like walk outside and I'm like, wow, the world. And I like see people and I'm like, oh my gosh, humans. I love them. I used to walk down the street and be like, what if I just broke all of your ankles right now? Like, like it's crazy how much a month has just, like, fully changed my mindset about so many things.
However,
I'm excited. I'm super excited for next month because I am going to be seeing so much of y'all. I will be at my tour. Duh. The tour is starting in less than a week, y'all. The first date is Calgary on June 4th, then Vancouver June 5th. Then Toronto, June 12th. Get your tickets, benoftheweekontour.com. Get them before they're gone. Use code Ben 20%. Use code Ben 20 for 20% off. That code isn't going to last forever, though, so y'all better hurry. But I'm very excited to see y'all there. And I will be at VidCon for the LA, for the California mamas. And they have me doing stuff. They have three scheduled appearances for me. I've never had that at any convention before, and I'm very nervous, but very excited. Okay, first one is June 23rd, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. I'm on a panel called Pants on Fire. This is my first time reading this, so here we go.
Who's telling the truth and who's lying? Two teams of three comedians.
I do not know if I qualify as that.
Two teams of three comedians compete against each other in this mystery storytelling game. Wow.
Matt is on it. Matt the person. Okay, I'm very excited for that. June 25th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., live podcast taping. Whoa. Drama Mama with Ben of the Week, live podcast taping. Room 210, VidCon, be there. Y'all can be in the podcast. It can be crazy. And then, same day, damn, June 25th, they have me booked and busy. I'm on a panel called Stuntin' on 'em. This panel of thrill seekers and risk takers will take you on a crazy ride. Learn more about these creators who never back down from a challenge. Interesting. Interesting. I don't know if I'm a thrill seeker in the slightest. I think they might have the wrong person, but you know what? I'll show up and I will seek some thrills. The way I like can't go to Six Flags without throwing up, I don't know. I don't know if I qualify as a thrill seeker, but regardless, mamas, today we're doing something that I have been meaning to do for so long, and I don't know, I keep, like, thinking of, like, different topics to do instead of this, and I feel terrible. But today we are finally doing, I'm finally reading your guys' drama, and I am going to help you drama mamas through your drama, mama. Okay? Now, before we begin, if you want to be in the next episode where we do this, tweet me your drama using the hashtag drama mama podcast on Twitter, and I will see it and potentially read it. And I'm very excited because I love other people's drama. I don't particularly love it when it's mine, but other people's, I love lending a little ear. Okay. First one. This is from @Devin_SK8R. Skater. I love being able to read. Okay. Hi, Ben. Okay, so here's my drama. Part one. There's this guy at work, and he's, like, cute and nice and funny and all that good stuff. And he constantly flirts and teases me. But he has a girlfriend. Bum, bum, bum. And before I knew that, I would flirt back. Part two. Then the next day, he asked my friend for my number. So, yeah, we text and talk. But I still have to go to work with him every day. And he acts like he likes me. Oh, sorry, likes me, but he has a girlfriend. What do I do, bestie? Well, Devin, thank you so much for submitting your drama. Okay. There's a few things I noticed in your story here. You said that, not to, like, pick it apart, but, like, you said that you would flirt back before you knew he had a girlfriend. But then you did say that when he asked for your number, you text and talk. So, I don't know what you're texting and talking about, but if it's flirty, that could lead to some problems. Now, regardless of how much you might be attracted to this guy, you have to keep in mind that he is in a relationship, and you are definitely stepping on some toes if you are, I guess not necessarily flirting, because, like, a lot of the time, like, just being kind to someone can be, like, taken as flirting, and that's, like, not really, like, in your control. But if you're, like, actively, like, talking to him with the intention of wanting to start something a little romantic, then that could be a problem. And you said he acts like he likes you. That is also a little concerning. I wouldn't say go to his girlfriend and be like, listen, your boyfriend is a scoundrel. But also recognize that, like, that isn't, even if y'all like each other, that is not a good way to start a relationship, by crumbling another one. So I would say maybe have a conversation with him. Be like, hey, I notice, like, we're kind of talking a little bit more, but you do have a girlfriend, and I don't want to step on any toes. So, back off, or I will get a restraining. No, I'm kidding. But I'd say, like, push him away a little bit. And you know what? Maybe down the line, breaks up with her, gets with you. I don't know. But for now, not much you can do there. I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Okay, this next one. Ooh, oh my god, this is like seven parts. Buckle up, y'all. This is from @Clara480222271. Hashtag Drama on Podcast at Ben of the Week. Hey, here's the drama. So I have this friend, let's name her Becky. Becky and me went to the same school up until high school, where we both transferred to the same school again. Anyways, we made a new friend group, and it was nice and free of toxicity until
Becky started talking Oompa Loompa Poo about me. Anyways, when I heard that from my friends, my old friends, I got really sad because I thought me and Becky were super close. Anyways, she said things like, oh, blank is so fat and nobody likes her. She fakes blank for attention. Like, Miss Girl, I told you that just because you were close to me. Like, Miss Girl, I told you that because you were close to me, not for attention. So, yeah. I got super sad and cried for hours because, of course, betrayal. I didn't speak to her for a few days. She started this on Monday, and we had a sleepover together on Friday. Friday rolls around, and we go to the sleepover. It's all fun and games at first. Later that night, me and my best friend, let's name her Olivia, we're play fighting like normal friends do. So Becky takes her chance and joins in, slaps me across the face, and pulls my hair. I was so over her, I left the sleepover like a baddie, or would have been a baddie if I hadn't run to Olivia's bathroom to cry and hyperventilate. Me and Becky are okay now, I guess, but I will never forget the pain she caused me that week. Love your podcast, Ben. I listen to it all the time. Kisses. I'm so glad you like the podcast. Thank you so much. Wow! Becky, listen. There is no time when, like, a friend should be, like, physically hurting you. A friend, like, literally anyone. Like, that is not a way to take out anger or just, like, any emotion physically. Don't do that. I would say that's definitely, like, maybe her true colors shining through. And, well, I mean, already she sounds like a rat for, like, spreading that stuff about you. But, like, have your hair pulled and slapped, I would be so mad. I would actually be so mad. I'd probably try and fight, but then I wouldn't fight because I don't know how to fight. So, but I think it's time to cut Becky off. I'm sorry. You might really like her, but cut her off. Cut her off. And if she comes calling back to you, then renegotiate your terms. Be like, listen, Becky. Listen, Becky. Rat. You'll be my friend again? These are the rules. No hitting. No hair pulling. And you need to treat me better. A lot of the time, you can kind of like, you have to renegotiate friendships the same way you would relationships. And a lot of people kind of just think like friendships aren't like that, but they very much are. Like, you have to set, like, ground rules sometimes, you know? Okay. This next one's from @moonbugs. Hey, Ben. So there's a girl in my school. Let's call her Ava. So me and Ava used to be best friends, and we used to tell each other secrets all the time until one day, Ava made a group chat with a whole 8th grade and told them my secrets. And I kept running back to her like nothing happened because I have no friends, and everybody makes fun of me for my style and not having friends. So if you could respond, that would be great. I am so sorry. That is actually horrible. I know what you mean when it comes to like running back to a friend that's been like toxic or like hurt you, especially when like you don't have any friends. Like I definitely had situations like that in like middle school where I had no one else and like my friends were so mean to me. Like we had this we had an esports team and listen, I wasn't the best. We played Counter-Strike, and I wasn't the best at it, but they were getting pretty good, and there was, like, a rank system, so, like, while they were, like, gold, I was, like, literally dirt level. Like, I was so bad at it. And, you know, like, friends, like, are meant to kind of, like, stay together no matter what, but they, like, fully just became a team. And so, like, any time I was, like, underperforming at the game, they would, like, actually cut me out. Like, not just from, like playing online, but even in person, they would be rude to me. And I'd, like, ask to hang out lunch and be like, no, we're having, like, a team strategy meeting. I'd be like, it is not that serious. But I kept coming back to them because I literally had no one else. And it's really sad, but sometimes you kind of have to, like, take a step back and, like, look at your situation and think, like, would literally being alone for a short while and cutting them off be better than, like, constantly suffering with them? And I think that is, like, the case a lot of the time. Like, you might need to just fully cut them off, especially since she, like, told all your... That is, like, diabolical. That's actually diabolical. Who does that? That is so evil. I think it... And I... When you say everybody makes fun of me for my style, I promise you not everyone at your school, like,
thinks ill or badly of you or thinks like you're weird or anything. You will always be able to find like cool people that you can get along with at your school. And I truly believe that. So I think it might be worth it to like cut ties with Ava. Ava poo poo flavor. And test the waters and see who else we got. And it won't be easy. I'm not going to pretend like it's going to be like the easiest thing to just like cut off your only friend. But I think you'd be a lot happier if you found new ones. Okay. This one, actually, we will get into this next one right after this quick break. Hello. I'm always in perpetual fear that when I like lean down, my knees are going to pop so loud it will like wreck the microphone. But that's only happened a few times. So, also, I don't know why I'm sitting like this. It's so seductive. Ew. Anyways, this is from at NathanM63938980. Hi, Ben. I loved I Almost Died, and I can't wait for the Drama Mama podcast. So, at my school, there is this kid who we will call Bob. Bob decided that he was going to put a stink bomb in our school trash cans during lunch. Then they were trying to figure out who did it. They figured it out, and he got a week suspension and 1 month of detentions. I find it funny, but yeah, thank you for listening to my drama. I mean this with full respect, but I don't know if there's any drama in that. That just sounds like a classic stink bomb moment. And he got what was coming for him. Like, I mean, I don't know what you can expect stink bombing your school, but... my head is empty. I don't have any thoughts on that. Sorry. But thank you for submitting it. Okay. This is from Aria14. Hey. Ben, I'm so excited for your new podcast. You know, I'll be listening to it the second the first episode is out anyways. Thank you. I have a little drama mama story I'd like to share. Okay. So it was my 11th birthday and everything was great. I had a great birthday party with all my friends and it was awesome. After the party, two of my friends stayed behind to hang out with me more, so I suggested that we go see this new movie in the theater. They were all like, yeah, yes, but of course they had to fight about literally nothing important right before we left. So being the good friend I am, I told them that I wouldn't go with only one of them because that would be mean. They were like, yeah, they made up, and they agreed that it was probably going to be a waste of money anyways. I really wanted to go, but I just went with it. Later, one of the friends went to my house to charge their phone. This will be important later. Ooh. We hung out more, then I got tired and went up to my house for a bit, and they stayed outside. Later, the friend who was charging her phone came to get it from me. Not even 30 minutes after that, I see a TikTok the phone girl had posted about being at the theater with the other friend that I was hanging out with. I felt extremely left out, and guess what they were watching? That's right, the movie I wanted to watch with them. You know, the one they said they would be a waste of money. What makes this even worse is their excuse to why they didn't invite me. Get ready. They said they forgot about me. Forgot about me. This part makes me mad because how did they forget me when they came to get their phone right before heading to the movies and hanging out with me all day? Like, I'd believe their excuses. They also said they didn't think my mom would let me go. Wow, how nicely they thought of my mom. She's the best. Oh, and I'm still friends with them. I don't know if I was overreacting or not. What do you think? My other friend said I should have never forgave them, but I'm not the type to hold grudges. Is this story even drama? I don't know, but I'm glad I got to write it down in words. Also, you probably hear this a lot, but you're the best content creator ever, and without your podcast, I wouldn't be able to sit through math class every Wednesday. Love ya. That is so sweet. Thank you so much. And this is drama. Ring the drama alarms, because this is drama. Thank you so much for submitting this story. It's kind of like a similar situation, I think, with like the one two stories ago. I think you need to cut them off. Maybe that's too harsh. Sorry, not cut them off, but like definitely have a conversation with them and let them know how much like that hurt you, like being left out like that. And especially posting a TikTok, like finding out that they were like at the movie theater, seeing the movie you wanted to see, and you find out through a TikTok. That is so rude. I would feel so used. Like, but then to play devil's advocate, it can sometimes be hard to like not leave people out in friend groups. Like, I know that was something that I very much struggled with when I had this like really good friend group like 3 years ago, And we would always really struggle with, like, making sure everyone was, like, always included and invited. And it's, like, super hard sometimes. But it's, like, when you know that a person wants to see a movie and you make up some excuse and just, like, exclude them, that is so rude. Beyond imagine. And that's not cool at all. And I think you need to have a serious talking with them. And don't let them, like, try and gaslight you and make you think you're overreacting, because that is legitimately rude. And if they do, say, Bet of the Week says differently, and then I will come to their house and burn it. No, I won't. Okay. Next one. This is from @posts_crap. All right. Here's the tea. So there's this kid at my school who, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to expose him. So his new name is Rice. But anyways, Rice is, like, really rude. And 9 times out of 10, if he goes anywhere, there's drama. And anyways, I was at lunch the other day when this hoe comes over and starts yelling at my friend. We'll call her Avocado. And he just starts yelling at her. And we were all like, Rice, go back to your lunch table. We have assigned lunch tables in my school. And so he started yelling at me, of all people, about how I always have an attitude. I never have an attitude towards people who are nice to me, so that's something for him to think about. And how he's so sick of me, and I don't know what he's going through and all that shit. And I don't know why I, like, hesitated saying shit. And this whole time, my other friend, we'll call him Cookie, was telling him to leave me the F alone, but Ben just kept yelling, you know what, you did STFU. And all this time, I wasn't really yelling back, but I just screamed back, and he started crying and ran away to his table, which, so conveniently, is right next to ours. Everyone from our table except me and Cookie went over to comfort him. Mind you, the people he just cussed out comforting him. And he told this person we both know from student council about it all. And eventually, thank the gods, some teacher escorted him out and we went back to eating. Anyways, he sent some small half-hearted apology paragraph to everyone, and I sent him a long paragraph text about how I'm not forgiving him this time. Mind you, he's pulled stuff like this where he was really rude because of his depression and mental issues and targeted me specifically, and for what? And anyways, we still talk sometimes, but I haven't really forgiven him, and he's still rude to everyone around him. And whenever I point it out and be like, yo, Rice, you're being kind of rude, and you said you'd work on this, he sighs and says, I know, I'm just so bad at it. Like, Rice has a main character complex, has since the first time I met him. I hate that MF. But yeah, here's some drama from a mama. By the way, I love you, Ben. It's quite important to mention that when he got escorted out, Cookie went to tell the person from student council everything from our perspective, all the stuff he said to me, and the student council person was then on our side. Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for submitting the story. I appreciate it. It can be really hard with people that take anger and, like, depression out on others, and you see it happen quite a bit, and it can be really hard to, like, navigate, like, whose fault is it? Not whose fault is it, but, like, it's not a justification to be mentally ill. Like, that doesn't justify being a dick to other people. And especially if he's like, I'm going to work on it, and then doesn't and continues to take it out on y'all, that is also not fair. I've, like, dealt with this before with, like, certain friends. Who would just, they would say they would work on it, and it's so hard because you don't want to be, like, a dick and be like, screw you, I don't care if you're depressed. But it's like when they're actively, like, constantly being rude to you, taking their anger out on you, taking their pain out on you, you get to a point where you're like, no, like, I'm not gonna take that anymore. And I'm glad you told him that, like, that's the last time, after he sent the apology. Like, on one hand, I guess it's good that, like, he has some sliver of self-awareness and knows that that's, like, a rude thing to do, constantly freaking just attacking people for no reason, being like, you have an attitude. But hopefully he learns that, like, this isn't something that can just go on forever. And there's, like, a line that's now drawn, and he can't cross anymore. So I'm proud of you for standing up for yourself and for your friends. And yeah. Okay. Let's see. This is from @_sucktoes69_. Hi, Ben. You're literally one of the best YouTubers, in my opinion. I love you, bestie. Okay. So this is kind of drama. It's more near-death experience, but oh, we're getting the hybrid. But one day, me, my dad, my brother decided to go on a little camping trip, and it was fun. And I learned how to boot slide, and we had explored some good food and told stories by the campfire. But in the morning, we were packing up and got in the car and started driving down the mountain. My dad saw a waterfall and said, stay in the car, and went to explore it. He forgot to put the car in park, and next thing I know, me and my little brother are rolling down the mountain. I was 7 to 8, my brother was 5 to 6, and we were about to die. Keep in mind, this mountain is steep as frick, LMAO. And then we got something and realized it was my dad's friend's car. Wait, what? Hit something and realized it was my dad's friend's car. It saved our life, and if our dad's friend didn't go camping with us, me and my brother would have been dead. So yeah, my dad got back in the car and yelled at us for touching buttons, even though he didn't park it. And my dad's friend still jokes about how we ruined his car. And just, by the way, I love your TikTok, YouTube, and podcast. It's the best parts of my week. I hate my parents, LOL. Anyways, yeah. I love you. Bye, bestie. I hope I make a new video. And if I did, hi, YouTube. YouTube, say hi to Suck Toes. That is terrible. I'm so sorry that, like, your dad isn't taking, like, responsibility for that, for literally almost killing you. Like, that is actually so concerning. I really hope that's not, like, a general theme that happens in your life with, like, parents not, like, your dad not taking responsibility for, like, mistakes and stuff. Please don't. And also the friend be like, you messed my car up. Please don't take that to heart. You did nothing wrong. You literally almost died. Like, it is not on you. But my goodness, that is so scary. That is so, so, so scary. I'm so glad you're okay. Okay. What do we have here? This one is from Butt. B-U-T-T. Hi, Ben. So there was this girl who's my best friend, and I invited her over to my house, and we were going through stuff in my garage, and I let her take some of the old stuff, and she was going somewhere where I'd taken her for my birthday. So she was going to the same place for her birthday, but with someone else. And she said to me, oh, you don't need to come. You have a lot of this stuff, and your family has more money than mine does. I mean, not that my family is poor, but yeah, you know. We are no longer friends, so hee. Anywho, I love your podcast and YouTube. I don't know if I'm dumb and just can't read, but I'm like trying to like figure out what the second paragraph was. She said, you have a lot of stuff, and your family has more money than mine does. In general, I feel like it's, like, very kind of weird. I mean, obviously, like, sometimes, like, if your family's, like, more well-off than another, than, like, your friend or something, like, and it's, like, obvious, like, bringing that up isn't the rudest thing, but, like, to, like, kind of exclude someone from a plan because they think that, oh, like, you're rich, like, that's rude, I think. Sorry, I don't know why I like couldn't read that. Anyways, but thank you for submitting your story. I appreciate it. Next one. This is from @breadplaysroblox. Hi, I'm so excited for your new podcast, Ben. Here is the drama. So basically, when I was in year 6, I don't know what you call it in Canada. I think we call it grade 6, I think. And I had this crush on a guy. Let's call him Finn. So it all started in year 5 when I was put in a group chat with my class, and I wanted more friends, so I messaged him privately since he was in the group chat, and we started to become friends. We were little Minecraft nerds and played it all the time. So we played it all the time, and we got to year 6. Then year 6 was coming up, and I wanted to ask him, and I knew he would say yes because I'm beautiful. Part 4. Sorry. They never made a part 4, y'all. I'm so sorry to y'all listening, but there's no part 4. You are now left in suspense. Who knows? Who knows what happened to Batty? well, I kind of like picked the best ones during I Almost Died, but I just wanted to read all of them off the bat. So we're going to do one more, and I think that's going to be the end of the podcast for today. Okay. This one is from @Sonic34680. A while ago when I was in second grade, before we went home, there was this guy, and we'll call him Tom. And Tom sat next to me, so a lot of stuff could happen. The sad thing was he would bully me because I gained a lot of weight. Also, I was friends with Tom's sister, so I knew about him 2 years. I knew about him for about 2 years. I wanted to get back at him, so Tom was cleaning our table, and I left my book on the table on purpose, and I was sitting on the floor while the teacher was getting the book to read, and as soon as Tom saw my book, he got real mad at me by saying, "Put your book back." So I put it back, like I could not hear him very calmly, and that got him so mad, he screamed, "I'm never talking to you again." Since I was very young, it hurt me really bad, so I started crying softly. Then I ran to the teacher in the middle of running. Tom raced me like it was the Olympics, and of course I got there first, but Tom and me said our story at the same time, and our teacher, of course, believed me because I was crying, but our dumb teacher said, "Say sorry to each other. Tom, say sorry to Theo." By the way, my name is Theo, and said sorry to me, and we sat down like nothing happened. It was very stressful, but anyways, thank you, Ben, for reading this, if you are. That... Sorry, I read that really weird. It was like one big run-on sentence. I don't want to like be a grammar critic. Sorry. Thank you for submitting your story. That is very annoying when teachers just kind of like don't actually want to get to the root of a problem and they're just like, "Say sorry to each other and move along." Like, no. Let's have some critical thinking, not just make maybe possibly the person who's a victim have to apologize. That is stupid. That is so rude. Give me the dumb teacher's name. I'll find. No, I'm kidding. Well, mamas, thank you for submitting these drama stories. Please submit more using the hashtag Drama Mama Podcast, and I will read them on a future episode. I love you all so much. I will see you in person pretty soon. Make sure you get your tickets. BenOfTheWeekOnTour.com. And also, I will see you on YouTube, on this podcast, and on my channel. And also, make sure you go follow me on Instagram at Ben of the Week and subscribe to this channel. We are almost at 100K. It's so crazy. Okay. I love you all so much. Take care. Ben of the Week, it's June.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.